各位投资界的朋友们，大家下午好，谨代表华能国际电力股份有限公司欢迎各位出席公司2013年第三季度业绩发布电话会。 Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of 华能 Power International Incorporated, I'd like to welcome you all to the conference call regarding the company's third quarter results announcement of 2013. 发布会开始前，请允许我介绍出席该次会议的公司管理层。May I introduce the management of the company who are with us today? 他们分别是 They are 公司副总经理总会计师周辉女士 Vice President and Chief Accountant of the company, Ms. 周辉。周总你好。
你好，大家好。
公司副总经理董事会秘书杜大明先生 Vice President and Board Secretary of the company, Mr. 杜大明。杜总您好。
你好，大家好，欢迎参加华能会议。
公司副总经理李树清先生 Vice President of the company, Mr. 李树清。李总您好。
你好，大家好。
出席该次会议的还有公司预算部、工程部、生产部、营销部、燃料部、财务部、大事办和证券部的负责人。 We're also pleased to have among us the general managers for the Department of Budget, Engineering, Production, Marketing, Fuel, Finance and Capital Market, as well as the Office for Towards Business are also joining us for this meeting. 下面杜总会先为我们回顾2013年第三季度业绩表现，接下来欢迎大家提问。First of all, Mr. Du will review the business performance for the third quarter results of 2013 with us, followed by a Q&A session.
先生们，先生们，
周彪先生会进行英文交替传译。Also, Mr. 周彪 from the company that's limited with will conduct English interpretation. 杜总，请。
啊，女士们、先生们，大家好，欢迎各位参加华能国际三季度业绩推介电话会议。昨天公司刚刚公布了今年前三季度的经营业绩，按照中国会计准则计算，2013年前三季度。公司实现合并营业收入992.38亿元人民币，同比下降0.88%。归属于本公司股东的净利润91.87亿元人民币，同比增长119.01%。公司净利润增长的主要原因是公司燃料成本同比下降，其他成本费用有效控制。
Ladies and gentlemen.Welcome to attend the conference call for the third quarter's results of our company. Yesterday, the company released its results for the first three quarters of 2013. Under the PRC accounting standards, the company and its subsidiaries realized consolidated operating revenue of 99.238 billion RMB, decreasing by 0.88% year-on-year.Net profit attributable to the shareholders of the company was 9.187 billion RMB, increasing by 119.01% year-on-year. The profit increase was mainly attributable to the decrease of fuel costs and the effective controls of other costs and expenses of the company.
四季度，公司将继续以巩固和提升经济效益为中心，不断提高公司发展质量。将重点抓好电力市场营销工作，争取多发电量，同时积极应对燃料市场变化带来的机遇和挑战，严格控制燃料成本，为股东创造稳定增长的回报。
For the fourth quarter of this year, the company will continue to focus on consolidating and enhancing economic efficiency and improving development quality of the company.And also, the company will increase efforts on marketing to increase our power generation, and also meanwhile, proactively cope with the opportunities and the challenges from the coal market change, strictly control coal cost, and to create stable and increasing returns to our shareholders.
下面的时间，我和我的同事愿意回答各位的提问，谢谢大家。
Well, in the following time, my colleagues and I glad to answer your questions. Thank you.
感谢管理层，大家好，下面是问答环节，如需提问，请您在话机上按星一键等候，先按星号键，再按数字键一，谢谢。 管理层好，大家好。第一位提问者是来自花旗银行的刘显达，您好，您可以提问了。
啊，你好，管理层，你们好。我是刘显达，花旗银行的。我有三个问题。第一个问题想请教管理层，我们前九个月我们那个煤炭用量一共是多少？还有从合同跟现货市场来煤的比例分别是怎么样？那个煤炭的兑现合同兑现率是多少？另外就是进口这个煤炭在我们的煤炭比例的供应比例是多少？这个第一个问题。第二个问题是我们的上网电价从9月25号有下调，不知道管理层有没有估计因为那个电价下调对我们盈利的影响大概是怎么样的情况。第三个问题是我们前九个月的基本开支一共是多少？还有每一个类别分别是火电啊、水电、风电等等每一个类别是多少？另外就是我们全年那个211那个基本开支那个数字，现在会有没有计划把它调低？谢谢。
From City, I have three questions. The first one is, could you please provide us your first 9 months the coal consumption amount, and also the split for the contract ratio and the spot market coal purchase ratio, and also the contract honor rate for the first 9 months, and also for the first 9 months the company's imported coal percentage. And the second question is, since the announcement that the company's on-grid power tariff has been decreased since 25th September, could you please provide your expectations about the impact on your profitability? The third question is, could you please provide us your CAPEX plan for first 9 months, and also the breakdown for the CAPEX, and also do you have any plan to change or to reduce the whole year's target of the CAPEX?
好，您的问题呢，分别请燃料和营销，回答一下。
好，各位大家下午好，我就刚才第一个问题给各位回答一下。这个我们一到九月份的采购煤炭的数量是9761万吨，其中现货采购呢占54.21%。这个一到九月份我们的进口量呢是2724万吨，占整个煤炭这个采购量的27.9%。关于这个年度合同兑现率呢，我这样我一会儿算一下，一会儿我再回答这个问题。
For the first nine months, we totally purchased 97.61 million tons.With spot market ratio of 54.21%, and also we imported for the first 9 months about 27.24 million tons, about 27.9% of our total purchase. And also I will give you later the contract honor rate.
这个年度合同兑现率95%。
And for the first 9 months, the contract honor rate was 75%.
好，下面我来给您回答第二个问题。那么按照国家发改委9月30号下发的这个关于调整发电企业上网电价的有关事项通知，也就是说发改价格1651号文件这个规定吧，我们也进行了一些测算。那么公司按照公司四季度预计的这个发电量来框算的话，这次电价调整预计的是公司的这个煤基地上网电价每千瓦时呢大概下降了1分3厘钱左右，影响公司2013年的利润大概在8.5亿到9亿。
Well, for the tariff decrease, actually, according to the NDRC's notice about the tariff adjustment and also the expectation of our fourth quarter's power generation, our self-calculations about the comprehensive average tariff decrease for our coal-fired generating units will be around 1.3 cents per kilowatt hour, and for 2013's whole year's profit, the impact will be around 850 to 900 million RMB.
对资本支出呢，这个钱财季度是106.22亿，其中这个基建支出77亿，更新改造29.2亿，那么在基本建设里头，火电72.22亿，水电0.9亿，风电3.88亿。
For the capex, totally for first 9 months, it was 10.622 billion RMB. Among these, about 7.2 billion for coal fire thermal power, and 90 million for the hydro, and 380 for the wind, and also for the maintenance and improvement for our units, the capex was 2.9 billion.
所以全年的计划呢，目前没有调整。
For whole year's capex plan, currently we don't have plan to change that.
好，谢谢管理层。
感谢管理层的耐心解答。大家好，下面一位提问者是来自中金的陈君华，你好。
这三个季度的话都是同比下降2%，增长2%和增长15%，但是我们的收入它的那个增幅和电量的增速不太一样，收入的增幅是下降6、下降3和下降7，也就是说收入的增幅是
哎，你好，喂，
好，
哎，你好，那个刚才前面的问题我们这边没有听到，你能重复一下你的问题吗？
OK， 我第一个问题就想问一下说，为什么我们前三个季度都表现出来电量的增速是比收入的增速显著要快的？这个是因为电价上有什么变化的原因吗？第二个问题是关于说我们标煤单价的问题，我想问一下二季度和三季度的标煤单价是多少？第三个问题我想问一下关于减值准备，公司在三季度的时候计提了6亿的资产减值准备，我想问一下具体的内容是什么？还有这个资产减值准备在四季度会不会有其他，就是说会不会有其他的资产要进行相关的一个减值？谢谢。
I'm from CSG. I have three questions. The first is about your power generation growth rate and the revenue growth rate. It's different. Could you please provide the reason for that difference for the first 9 months? And the second question is about the standard coal price. Could you please provide us your second quarter and the third quarter standard coal price, respectively. And the third question is about your asset impairment. We noticed that in third quarter, your asset impairment loss around 600 million RMB. Could you please provide the details about this asset impairment? And also, do you expect that there will be another asset impairment in fourth quarter of this year?
好，请周总回答一下这几个问题。
关于收入的增幅低于电量增幅，主要是由于大树今年这个发电量降低了20%，那么它收入与去年同比降了30%，所以呢，这个按照这个将近5块钱的汇率折算过来以后，这个人民币的总体的这个收入呢，这个增幅要低于这个电量的增幅。
For your first question about the difference between the power generation growth rate and the revenue growth rate, the main reason for that is because of the, for the first 9 months, the power generation for Tuas Power decreased year-on-year 20%, and its revenue decreased year-on-year by 30%. So after the translation of the currency that in RMB, that explains why there is difference between the two growth rates.
资产减值呢，我们这个三季度减了5.86亿，这个按照会计准则呢，公司每年会对这个商誉啊进行一次减值测试，那么平常呢我们一般都是安排在每年的第四季度来进行，今年呢由于考虑到9月底这个国家公布了电价调整的这个文件，这个呢对发电企业来说呢降低了上网电价，所以公司这个外部的经营环境呢发生了比较大的变化， 在这个时候呢，我们就全面的对公司的资产商誉进行了一次减资测试。
Well, for the asset impairment for the third quarter, totally 586 million RMB. According to the accounting principles about the government, annually we should make the annually the asset impairment test. Actually, for past few years, we make this test in the fourth quarter. But in this year, in the end of September, the government has issued the tariff adjustment notice. So there was a great change of our environmental of our operational environment. So we make the test ahead of the schedule.
那么对于火电厂来说呢，考虑到今年煤价下降的幅度比较大，所以这个电价的调整呢，对于这个火电厂的现金流影响有限，所以这次火电厂的商誉没有出现减值。那么对于这个水电和部分非电企业呢，我们在测试过程当中发现呢，存在着一些减值的因素，主要是一个是福建港，这个福建海港呢，还有一个呢就是青岛港，两个港口。那么这个两个港口呢，考虑到海运市场今年环境变化的影响，港口的利用率比较低，所以我们把这个商誉呢进行了减值。福建海港减了3.09亿，青岛港减了1.07亿。另外一个呢，我们对去年收购的恩施水电也进行了一下这个商誉的测试。恩施水电呢，由于目前的在建工程这个难度比较大，所以投产的时间呢要低于原来收购时候的预期，所以产生的效益呢也会有滞后的影响。那么经过测试以后，减了1.35亿的这个商誉。
Well, in terms of our coal-fired business, because the tariff adjustment has little impact on its cash flow, so there will be no adjustment on this goodwill. And actually, we have make adjustment of the goodwill for our port assets and also the hydropower assets, specifically for the Qingdao port and also the Fujian port. Respectively, the asset impairment about these two ports, 107 million RMB and 309 million RMB because of its lower profitability. And also for the hydropower called Enshi Hydropower Plant, which we acquired last year, we make the asset impairment about 135 million RMB.
年底我们还会根据这个每家电厂的实际情况，再次进行测试。
And also by the end of this year, we will make another test about this asset impairment according to the actual operation of their power plant.
管理层，还有我刚问了一下那个二季度和三季度的标煤单价，是不是我刚没听清啊？
二季度的标煤单价是706.81。这个三季度是703.56，那么前三季度平均714.34。
Well, for the standard coal price for the second quarter for us was 706.81 RMB per ton, and for the third quarter it was 703.56 RMB per ton, and for the first three quarters, comprehensively it was 714.34 RMB per ton.
谢谢管理层。我想追问一下，就是如果我们看市场煤价的话，那个三季度是有一个环比的下降的，就是我们这边标煤单价为什么三季度并没有显示出来一个就是比较明显的一个下降，是因为存煤的原因还是因为其他？
The following question is about your standard coal price. We noticed that in the third quarter the spot coal price is decreased, obviously, but your standard coal price decreased.Rate is not so big, so could you please provide the reason for the difference?
我来回答一下这个问题。实际上，我们的标煤采购单价， 三季度比二季度实际上是这个降低了20多块钱，但是由于这里边呢，因为我们这个从结构里边来说呢，因为我们还有这里边不光是刚才周总快说这个价格里面还包括气电的，但是实际上天然气的价格呢，在三季度它是上涨了，可能这里边这个原因呢，可能是这个原因造成的。回答完毕。
Well, maybe the reason is the standard coal price has included the gas price increase for the third quarter. Actually, for the coal purchase price for the standard coal, we have a decrease rate about 20 RMB per ton.
谢谢管理层，我没问题了。
感谢管理层的耐心解答。下面一位提问者是来自巴黎银行的 Daisy 张，您好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
管理层你们好，我有两个问题，一个的话就是刚刚接着那个标煤单价，能不能给我们一个三季度的那个单位燃料成本以及前九个月的单位燃料成本？另外的话，我想知道一下新加坡大势能源在三季度的营业收入以及那个利润的贡献，谢谢。
I'm from BNP Paribas. I have two questions. The first is, could you please provide your unit fuel cost for the first 9 months and the third quarter, respectively? And the second question is about the breakdown for contribution for the Tourist Power's revenue and its profit.
单位燃料成本，第二季度是216.91，第三季度是217.51。前三季度平均218.91元新千瓦时。
Well, for the unit fuel cost for the second quarter, it was 216.91 RMB per megawatt hour, and the third quarter it was 217.51. For the first 9 months, it was 218.91.
巴士这个前三季度收入是109.59亿。税前利润4.59亿。
For Tourist Power's revenue for the first 9 months, the revenue it was 10.959 billion RMB, and the profit before tax was 459 million RMB.
好，谢谢。
大家好。下面一位提问者是来自招商证券的黄全刚，黄全刚你好，您可以提问了。
各位管理层下午好，那个我是来自招商证券的，就是我有两个问题想请教一下管理层，一个是那个近期我们看到秦皇岛的这个动力煤大概有20块钱左右的一个涨幅，不知道我们公司从那个电力经营的这个层面，感觉这个咱们采购的煤价上涨的幅度是怎么样的？我们对短期和明年的煤价是怎么判断的？这是第一个问题。第二个问题是这样，就是这次电价调整呢，涉及到脱销电价呢，就是以前有脱销那个临时电价呢8厘钱的，这次是增加2厘。如果没有的话，就补足1分钱。我想知道公司大概有多少装机是脱销已经达标的，就是这次由于脱销电价可以拿到的这个电价水平大概是怎么样的一个情况，这是第二个问题。第三个问题就想了解一下公司前三季度的这个资金成本的一个情况，谢谢。
I'm from China Merchants Securities. I have three questions. The first is we noticed that recently the Qinghuadao port thermal coal price increased by 20 RMB per ton. Could you please talk about whether this will have some impact on your operation? And in practice, do you have to take and face this kind of coal price increase? And do you have any kind of forecast or expectation for the following quarters and the next year's coal price change? And the second question is about the tariff adjustment. According to the notice that the denitrification subsidy will be increased from the original 0.8 cents to 0.08 cents to currently the 0.01 cents. Could you please provide how much of your power generation units has met the requirements, and how much amount do you will receive from the government the subsidy? And the third question is, could you please provide us the first 9 months the cash cost?
好，刚才这个问题关于燃料的方面的问题，我来回答一下。一个是关于刚才谈到了秦皇岛这个价格呢，有20元的左右的上涨。那么对这个问题呢，我是这么来看的。一个是呢，这一段时间从环渤海指数来说，也就是说5500大卡的呢，这一段时间呢，还是从上周涨了1块，这个本周呢，今天呢又出来新的哈，涨了2块。5500呢，这一段时间应该他们采取的措施呢，还是没有这个涨幅没这么大。那么它这个涨价接近20来块钱呢，主要在低热值的4500的和5000的相对上涨多一些，那么是这个情况。从我们公司燃料采购这个结构来说呢，我们公司也就是说沿海呢大约在46%左右，我们陆运直达的呢耗煤，也就是铁路这个供煤呢，大约在54%左右。也就是说环渤海指数当前影响比较大的呢，主要在下水这一块。那么从下水这个结构来说呢，这一块的供煤结构里边呢，我们下水这一部分，也就是说刚才我说的是46%左右这一块呢，我们有1/3是进口的，采用的是进口煤。那么还有1/3呢，大约是市场煤。那么还有这个1/3呢，是这个下水自大矿的。那么也知道我们这一块呢，应该说是对我们的影响呢，现在应该说前面呢影响有影响，但是不是特别大。那么所以我们这段时间同时呢，因为采购的煤炭呢，可能对后续的应该逐步会显现一些。从我们的结构来说呢，它的影响没达到不会这么大。那么从刚才提到了关于短期的这个煤炭市场的一个看法，那我们是这么认为的。那么近期呢，从4季度来说，燃料的供应应该没有问题的，应该还是充足的。但是从局部来说，可能会出现一些局部的可能价格的变动和这个有一些可能这个上涨。这一段时间呢，主要的受影响的呢，应该说是一个是呢，受这个季节因素的影响，由于3季度的发电量比较大，耗煤量比较大，所以这一段时间呢，大家补库存的愿望比较高。再一个呢，由于受大金线的一个检修，库存稍微的这个下降，同时呢，由于受前一段时间这个国内的主要煤炭供应商的降价的这个影响呢，所以北方这个价格呢下降以后呢，优势显现，所以北方的港口呢，
Well, actually, for the coal price increase, we see that for the Bohai Rain coal price index, actually for last week and this week, its price increase spread is very small, only 1 RMB per ton increase and 2 RMB per ton increase respectively. So we don't see a very huge increase in terms of the coal with the heating value of 5,500 kilocal. And actually for our company, we have 46% coal coming from the seaborne shipping and 54% from the inland shipping. So among the 46% of the coal in the shipping, in seaborne shipping, 1/3 from the imported coal and 1/3 from the spot market purchase and 1/3 for the 4 biggest suppliers. So actually currently, comprehensively, we see there is very little impact on our coal purchase. And for the future of coal price trend, we see in the fourth quarter, the supply is adequate for the demand in the market. Maybe there will be some fluctuations in certain regions, but in average, we see there will be no big increase for the coal price. Maybe for the current, the coal price increase is mainly due to the third quarter's power generation increase and also the maintenance for the docking roadway.
受刚才我说的这几个因素的这个影响呢，所以最近期呢，北方港口拉煤的船比较多，也出现了一个船在这地方压港的一个情况，所以呢，对这个煤炭的价格会有这个一定的一个影响。同时从内陆来说呢，近期煤矿有这个提价的这个意愿。 所以这一块呢，现在呢，大家伙呢都这个从心理上来说呢，可能有这么一个想法。那么我们判断呢，可能近期煤价会有小幅上升的这么一个波动，所以说呢，应该不会有大的一个波动，这是近期的一个看法。
Well, just as we mentioned that just because of the impact that the coal price will have some fluctuations, and recently maybe some inland small coal mines have the intention for the coal price increase, but we don't see there will be an actual very huge increase in the coal price.
关于明年的这个情况呢，我们的基本判断是，这个煤价的走势呢，还要看供求关系。 从总体判断来说，供大于求的这么个局面呢，应该当前应该是明年啊还会延续。
For next year's coal price trend, we see that it finally will be determined by the balance between the supply and the demand. In fact, we see that it's very possible that the supply will be exceeding the demand of the coal.
这个我们这个认为呢，因为明年的煤价呢，不会有大的波动，也就是说不会有大的上升，它的基本面呢还会延续今年的一个这个四季度的这么一个形式。
So in general, we say the coal price trend in next year will be just like that in the fourth quarter of this year. There will be no big fluctuation.
回答完毕。
第三季度的融资成本呢，与这个上半年基本持平，5.08%。For
the financing cost for third quarter, it is roughly the same way that in the first half of this year. It was 5.08%.
关于这个脱销电价，就是按照这次国家电价调整的一些政策，就是国家的加到这个环保这个电价的一个力度。那么截止到九月底。 公司已经投印的脱销设施这个机组的容量达到3841万千瓦，占公司全部煤机的 66%。
In terms of the electrification subsidy from the government, by the end of September of this year, we have equipped with the related facilities totally with the capacity about 38,410 megawatts for our company, accounting for about 66% of our total thermal power generation units.
那么已经落实脱销电价的当地容量呢，达到了3,471.3万千瓦，占整个公司的煤机容量的60%，等待落实的这个脱销电价的这个容量呢，还有369.7万千瓦。 这一块呢，我们因为300多万千瓦的容量啊，都在等待着进行环保验收，预计呢年内啊都可以把这个脱销电价落实到位。Well,
among these, about 60% of these units have met the requirements of the subsidy regulations, and the remaining part will be. Met the requirements by the end of this year.
那么这个脱销电价标准呢，在9月25号之前呢，是按照每千瓦是8厘钱来执行的。9月25号以后呢，都是按照一分，就是国家新的这个标准来1分钱来执行的。
And just as notice that before the 25th of September, the subsidy standard was 0.8 cents, and after that, it will be 1 cent.
感谢管理层。大家好，如需提问，请您在话机上按星一键等候，先按信号键，再按数字键一，谢谢。大家好，下面一位提问者是来自海通证券的李星瑜。你好，您可以提问了。
那个问题，那个前面问过了，不好意思啊。哎，你好，那个问题前面问过了。
好的。
好，谢谢。
下面有请美林证券的王小兵进行提问。你好。
第一个问题想问一下，可不可以给我一个公司头九个月的收入还有一个成本的一个拆分，比如说那个人工折旧这样一个拆分，还有他们的同比变化情况。第二个问题是接着头前面的那个分析师问的，我大概算了一下，公司头九月的燃料成本同比跌了15%嘛，我记得以前好像公司给的指引是全年燃料成本跌13%，想问一下现在这个指引有没有改变，谢谢。
I'm from Merrill Lynch. I have two questions. The first is, could you please provide your first 9 months revenue and cost breakdown, especially for the salaries and the depreciation net, and also its year-on-year change. And the second question is about your fuel cost. We noticed that for the first 9 months, your fuel cost decreased by 15% year-on-year. And also, we noticed that your whole year's guidance of fuel cost decrease rate was 13%. Do you have any plan to change that?
营业收入992.38亿。
For the revenue for the first 9 months was 99.238 billion RMB.
营业成本753.86亿。
And for the operating cost was 75.786 billion RMB.
其中燃料547.69亿。
For the fuel cost was 54.769 billion.
维修22.23亿。
For the maintenance 2.227 billion.
折旧83.67亿。
For the depreciation, 8.367 billion.
职工薪酬27.37亿。
For the salaries of the employees, 2.737 billion.
其他66.9亿。
For others, 6.69 billion.
财务费用56.66亿。
Financial fees, 5.656 billion RMB.
其他业务支出6亿。
And the others expenses.
600 million. 啊，这样呢，我给回答一下这个全年的燃料这个成本，这个同比的这个13%，我们预测呢，全年应该还是13%。今年一到九月份是15%，这里边为啥考虑13%？我们有基于两个方面的考虑。第一个呢，因为去年大伙知道，去年下半年的煤价是出现了一个大幅的下降，所以去年的应该四季度的这个煤价是基数是低的，所以应该呢，我们四季度跟去年四季度同比的话，应该达不到15%，这是一个因素。第二个因素呢，我们考虑可能四季度。刚才前面讲的这些因素可能还会有个小幅的，可能会稍微反弹一点，也就是说呢，我们是按照四季度按三季度差不多这样来测算的，所以基于这两个因素呢，我们因为应该维持13%呢，应该是合理的。回答你。
Well, we don't have plan to change the 13% decrease rate for the whole year of our unit fuel cost. The base reason is facing on the following two factors. The first is we see that actually in last year, the second half of last year, the coal price decreased a lot. So in fourth quarter, the coal price base is very low. So the fourth quarter's year-on-year decreasing rate will be maybe less than 15%. So and also the second factor is that in the fourth quarter, we see maybe there will be some possibilities that the coal price will be hiked. So comprehensively, we don't have changed the 13% target.
谢谢管理层，另外我还有一个追加的问题，想问一下公司现在还有没有那个亏损的电厂，如果有的话大概是哪几家，另外就是我留心到公司头九个月它的你们的那个有效所得税率25.6%，大概就是因为超过25%嘛，大概这样一个原因是什么，谢谢。
I have followed two questions. The first is, do you have any power plant making loss for the first 9 months, and which are these power plants? The second is, we noticed that for the first 3 quarters, your effective tax rate was 26%. Do you explain why it is higher than 25%?
亏损的电厂呢，还有五家，一家呢是滇东能源，亏了3.65亿，再一个呢就滇东禹望，亏了1.84亿，再一个就金陵来济的热电，亏了2800万，三化亏了4200万，苏子和是2400万。
Also, there are still 5 power plants making loss, specifically Dian Dong Energy making loss 360 million. And the Yuan Energy making loss 184 million, and the Jinling CCGT coal generation 28 million, and for the Suzhou Hydro River 24 million, and also the Zhanghua coal generation 42 million.
这个所得税率呢，这个是统一的，法定的税率是25%。那么之所以你从报表上抽出来过来，这个有一定的差异呢？ 是因为我刚才那个分析员也提到了，我们提了5.86亿的减值，那么对于这一块呢，是所得税没有抵扣的。
Well, of course, the standard tax rate is 25%, and also your calculation is based on the current income state is higher than the 25% just because of the asset impairment of more than 500 million cannot be utilized.
好的，谢谢管理层。大家好，下面一位提问者是来自瑞士信贷的 David
戴，您好，您可以提问了。哎，管理层你好，我是那个瑞士信贷的戴维，我有几个问题。第一个就是，我们对新加坡大四的话，现在对四季度这个宏观形势和这个盈利情况有什么？初步的一个预测吧，然后明年会不会比今年的环境更差一些？然后第二就是，我们对那个就是电价怎么看？就是秋后调完电价之后，我们觉得就是市场可能也有一些预期吧，可能四季或者明年一季，不知道我们现在有没有什么看法？然后最后就是关于环保上，就是因为最近按那个国家出的那个大气环保计划，可能对这个。 就是环渤海啊，还有像珠三角、长三角这个未来的这个指标可能会比较硬性一点。那我想就是会不会影响我们这整个 IPP 行业以后这个火电装机的速度，就跟预期比会不会要更慢一些？好，谢谢。
From Credit Suisse, I have 3 questions. The first is, could you please talk about the Taurus Power's operational forecast in this year's fourth quarter and also the next year's forecast? Will it be much worse in next year? And the second question is about the tariff. Actually, after the tariff decrease, could you please talk about your expectation about the tariff trend in the fourth quarter and also the first quarter of next year? And the third question is about the environmental protection issues. Actually, the government has issued some notices relating the protection of the air pollution. And also, there will be some strict regulations on certain important areas. So, could you please talk about the impact of your expansion plan?
我来回答一下关于大势的问题。 四季度和明年新加坡市场的这个电力需求总体来看还是保持平稳的，不过电力供给侧的这个竞争会相对更加激烈。四季度新加坡市场会有三台天然气机组投入运行，明年全年会有两台新的天然气机组投入运行，所以从市场竞争的角度上来说会比以前更加激烈。
Well, in terms of the trust in Singapore market, actually for the fourth quarter next year, the demand will be maintained in a stable way, but in the supply side, there will be a very fierce competition because we say in the fourth quarter, there will be totally three gas-fired generating units putting into operation and also two units put into operation next year.
关于这个电价的预期啊，从目前情况来看呢，我们没有得到一个国家一些确切的消息，还有明年的电价还有什么那个调整啊这个信息。那么是明年呢，是否国家呢还会进行煤电联动呢？主要呢还是看这个明年的煤炭价格走势啊。如果煤炭继续维持今年这个水平的话呢，我看明年呢。重启煤电联动的可能性也就很小，但是继续走低的话呢，重启煤电联动的可能性就很大了。
Well, for the tariff forecast, actually currently we don't receive any notice or information about the from the government. And for our company, we see if the coal price maintain in the current level.Which is impossible for the government to make the passing through mechanism. And if there will be big decrease based on the current coal price level, maybe the government will implement.
好，关于火电装机的增速问题呢，请我们工程部张俊伟先生回答一下。
第三个问题我回答一下。那么新的环保政策出来以后啊，应该说在环渤海、长三角和珠三角对我们的装机发展肯定是受到一定影响，但是公司呢，那么下一步在火电受限的情况下肯定优先发展这个清洁能源。回答完毕。
Well, of course the air pollution regulations in the certain very important areas we have some negative impact on our expansion plan. Actually, according to this policy, the company will take priority to make investment in the clean energy sector.
我想追加一下，就是我们已经拿到路条的项目，假如说有在这三个区域里面，会不会因为到最后就是临开工前会得不到审批？因为这个政策也这个环保政策也是比较新嘛，而且越来越严厉。
The following question is.Does it have impact for your project which has obtained the early approval from the government?
目前公司这个开工的项目我们都是严格按照国家的程序核准以后才具备开工条件。那么在目前拿到路条的项目呢，那么国家这个环保政策调整以后啊，我们也按照新的这个政策进行补充相关的工作得到国家有关部门批准以后进行这个开工。回答完毕。
Well, in terms of the project construction progress, the company strictly basing on the government policy in terms of the related regulations, and all of our projects will be put into construction after receive the required approval from the government.
不好意思，我再问一个小问题，就如果说像刚才说的说我们要应对政策然后多投新能源的话，那现在看这个回报的话，其实火电的这个回报率按现在这个煤价来看其实还要大大好于水电风电太阳能，那这样说会不会就是从还是从发展角度会牺牲我们就是一个平均的回报率呢？
Well, also the question is aboutyou have mentioned that you will make investment in the clean energy sector. Actually, currently we see the thermal power return level is higher than that for the hydro, wind, and solar power. So if the company changes to the investment in the clean energy sector, that will be sacrifice your return and your profitability.
这个
多种能源的结构啊，这是公司保持持续稳定健康发展的这个组合所必须的。火电、气电、太阳能甚至风电各种能源的结构，目前的回报水平呢也确实是各不相同，但是公司在做具体项目的时候呢也是都是按照商业可行的原则来审批，来一个一个的审批，符合公司的要求呢我们才会来建设。
Actually, for the energy resources, they have a different return level. For our company, we believe that the mix of the different energies will be healthier for the company's future development. And also, all of our projects will be basing on the feasibility study.
好，谢谢管理层。
大家好，下面一位提问者是来自国泰君安的吴义超，你好。
哎，你好，各位管理层，你们好，我有几个小问题。第一个就是想问一下，从单季度的那个数据看的话，我们的那个少数股东的那个所占净利润的那个比例是有点稍微季环比是有一些提升，可不可以稍微解释一下？然后第二个问题就是还是想问一下，就是前三季度我们境内的一个平均单价是多少，然后单季度三季度是多少，以及那个供电煤耗前三季度和单季度各是多少。然后我们想问一下，第三个问题是那个关于库存天数，就是我们现在公司的境内火电厂现在的目前的一个库存天数是多少，然后公司的目标是将这个库存天数在这个冬季这个耗煤高峰期来临之前提高到多少天，或者是多少万吨的一个水平，谢谢。
I'm from Guotai Junan Securities. I have three questions. First question is about your non-controlling interest. Actually, the amount, the sequential percentage for the non-controlling interest has increased. Could you please provide the reason for that? And the second question is about the, could you please provide the average tariff like for the first 9 months and also for the third quarter? And also, could you please provide the co-consumption for the first 9 months and the third quarter respectively? The third question is, could you please provide your current inventory levels and also the target of this inventory?
对不起啊，您第二个问题比较问题多，您再能重复一下吗？问的
第二个问题是想问第三季度跟三季度的那个境内的一个平均上网电价，然后以及供电煤耗。
先给你解释一下少数股东这个权益比例有点上升的原因呢，这实际上是由盈利的结构引起的。因为第三季度呢，刚才我们讲了，我们处理了518600的这个商誉的解值，因为这些商誉解值呢全部是在全资的公司里面处理的，所以呢就这个比例上少数股东权益这个比例跟上季度比有所上升。
The reasons of the difference for the non-controlling interest, actually it's mainly due to the mix of the profit of our company. For the third quarter, we mentioned that we have asset impairment loss of 586 million RMB, and all of these assets are belonging to our wholly owned companies. That will explain the difference for the non-controlling interest.
这个海税的平均电价呢，这个前三季度平均是457.61，其中三季度是462.52，下半年是457.01。
Well, for the average tariff for the 9 months, it was 457.61 RMB per megawatt, and for third quarter it was 462.52.
供电煤耗前三季度是307.13。
And for the coal consumption rate for the power shows 307.13 grams per kilowatt hour, per megawatt hour.
我来
回答一下这个库存的情况。到昨天我们公司的库存是804万吨，平均可用天数24天。我们认为呢，从整个公司目前的库存来说应该是合适的。这一块呢，我们采取了这么一些措施来保证。
Well, recently the COVID inventory amount was 8.4 million tons, about 24 days, and we see the current level is appropriate for us.
因为当前整体的供应来说，煤炭供应是不紧张的，所以我们不需要这个库存很高。
For the supply side, we see currently the supply side is not so tight, so we don't have to maintain a very high level of the inventory.
沿海电厂呢，我们主要是通过加强船舶的调运，及时的关注每一个厂的这个库存，对库存低的呢，我们适当的增加一下供应。
And also for our power plants in the coastal regions, we enhance our management of the transportation and also the inventory management of the specific power plants.
对录音直达的电厂，我们分区域，根据受这个区域煤炭供应这个影响比较大的，尤其受这个冬季供煤比较大的这些电厂呢，我们安排适当的库存保持比较高一些。但是总体呢，我们认为这个库存有24天平均的库存应该是可以了。回答完毕。
And also for the inland power plants, for the power plants which have a huge amount of co-consumption, we will give a high, relatively high level of inventory. So comprehensively, we see the 24 days is appropriate.
好的，谢谢管理层。
大家好，下面一位提问者是来自 UBS 的彭宇潇，你好，你可以提问了。
管理层你们好，我想接着刚才 Dave 的问题再问一下，就是沿海的这个就是大气污染治理这个问题，我们的气电方面的这个装机规划现在有没有做调整？就是到2015年会是一个什么样的规模？然后对气电跟煤电相比，这个风险看来，比如说气价上涨啊，然后还有现在有一些供气的一些就是缺气的，导致利用率比较低的这个情况，公司是怎么看的？然后再问一下，刚才我们说那个有一个气电是亏损，想问一下什么原因？谢谢。
From UBS, the first question is, could you please talk about your gas-fired power plant expansion plan for by 2015? Do you have any plan to change that just basing on the recent regulations on the air pollution protection? And also, could you please talk about the issues in terms of the gas shortage in the some regions? Also, you have mentioned that one of your gas-fired power plants making loss. Could you please talk about the reason for that?
气电发展呢是公司下一阶段发展的一个重要的目标，重要的方向。这个方向呢，公司没有做过调整。公司预计呢，到2015年，我们气电的装机规模，我们目标是1000万千瓦。
Well, for the gas-fired expansion, actually this is our very important target for future development, and we have a target by 2015. The total capacity for the gas-fired units will be around 10 gigawatts.
目前天然气价格的调整确实对于天然气电厂的经营会产生了很大的影响，包括天然气总量的供应对天然气电厂的建设也会产生非常大的影响。这些情况呢，我们想一方面公司也非常的重视，另一方面呢，政府在每一次电价的调整出台中对这个问题也给予很高的重视。公司呢主要的措施呢，就是我们对每一个项目在开工前都进行认真的审核，在符合公司的基本条件才允许项目的正式开工。
In terms of the gas price hike, actually has a negative impact on our construction of the gas-fired project. actually the government also the company have they taken more attention to these issues. So in terms of the specific project, we have a very strict approval procedures to maintain it is meeting our requirements.
啊，对，刚才还问了一下那个亏损的气垫。
亏损的是这个金陵燃气热电，这个主要原因呢，因为它是一个这个上半年刚投产的这个一个热电，那么这个利用小时也比较低，1860小时，上半年发电呢也就是发了这个7个亿的电量，再加上呢气价比较高，所以造成亏损。
Well, the loss-making gas power plant is just because of it's a newly added power plant, and also it has a lower utilization hours, which was 1,860 for the first three quarters, and also the power generation is lower. It is only 700 million kilowatt hours, and also the reason for the loss is because of the higher gas price.
啊，管理层好，再追加一个问题，就是我们能不能提供一下大势能源的详细的一个成本的拆分？谢谢。
And also, could you please provide us with the breakdown of the Truss Power's cost?
大势能源这个燃料是54.2万亿。
And for Truss Power's cost, the fuel cost was 5.422 billion.
维修2.68亿。
For maintenance, 68 million RMB.
折旧4.6亿。
For depreciation, 460 million.
薪酬是1.31亿。
Salaries for employees, 130 million.
其他39.96亿，财务费用2.6亿。
And others, 3.996 billion, and the financial fees, 260 million.
好的，谢谢。
大家好，下面一位提问者是来自 UOB 的石岩，你好。
哎，管理层你好，那个我就是有一个小问题，我问一下我们三季度那个煤炭库存天数最低的那一天是多少天，然后是大概是多少，是哪一天的，是什么时候发生的事情？
Well, I'm from UOB. I have a very small question about your inventory days. Could you please provide which is the lowest inventory level for your company and in what day?
你好，因为我们整个的这个今年煤炭供应呢没有出现过紧张的情况，所以也没出现过缺煤的情况，但是你要问哪一天是最低，可能我们得专门查一下，所以这个地方我没有这个现成的数据。
嗯嗯，没关系，好，谢谢管理层。
Well, actually, generally, this year, we don't face very tight supply and demand situation for the coal side. So we will check which day will be the lowest inventories.
感谢管理层。下面一位提问者是来自湘银基金的陈刚，你好。
各位管理层你们好，我想请问一下，其实追问一下刚才谈到这个电价的看法的问题啊，刚管理层介绍到就说我们的看法是如果电价在现在这个水平没什么大变化的话，那在明年我们这可能基本上估计是不会什么煤电联动要把电价往下调的这个可能出现。但我想了解一下，因为我们今年其实这个煤价已经跌了10%几了嘛，那但这个九月份那个调价又说是是一个电力的结构的改革，不是电力价格的结构的改革，而不是架构的调整，而不是煤电联动的启动。那是不是意味着今年这个10%几的煤价的下调，然后要下调这个在电价上，其实从这个政府的角度来看，这一方面还没有反映出来，就这个调的可能还在吗？
I have following questions about the tariff adjustment next year. Actually, you mentioned that if the coal price will maintain in the current level, there will be impossible for the government to make the tariff adjustment. Actually, we see that the current coal price has decreased more than 10% year on year. And also the government say that in the September's tariff decrease is not the passing through implementation. So does that mean that by the end of this year or in the earlier state of the next year, the government will implement the passing through mechanism?
就是你刚刚说到了，就是因为国家对这次电价调整确实没有把它定义为煤电联动。为什么说就是明年啊，是不是能够启动煤电联动这个政策？要看这个煤价的一个走势，因为煤炭价格的降低呢，主要是从去年的四季度才开始往下走的，今年呢可能是。相对去年来讲呢，就煤炭价格啊下降比较多，但是呢，因为原来这个在煤2008-2009年呢，或者是2011-2012年的时候，这个煤价很高的时候，国家的对这个煤电联动呢，它的启动啊也是很不及时，这个呢也不是完全到位的一个价格，所以我们现在呢，有的就是火电厂啊，还有盈利能力很低的。还有个别亏损的价格没到位的，特别是中西部地区这一块。
Well, sure, the government has said that this time's tariff adjustment is not belong to the implementation of passing through mechanism. For next year, we say it's finally up to the actual coal price. Actually, for past few years, we see that during the period which the coal price is very high, the tariff hike is not very adequate and it's not enough to cover the coal cost increase. So also we see currently part of our power plants is making loss and some of our power plants' profitability is very low. So we see that the government will comprehensively consider this issue.
我可以从燃料这个角度回答一下这个问题。我觉得呢，因为我们可能15%，但是国家这个燃料这个出台这个煤电联动这个政策以后，但是这个操作这个参考依据它没明确，所以到底因为咱们国家呢现在哈这个结构方面也比较复杂，环渤海指数呢也不能代表了一个全部，从内陆的情况变化也好各方面，所以这种情况呢是不是能够达到这个情况呢，没有一个，我们现在哈也大伙都在这探讨过多次，没有一个统一的一个可参考的一个标准。
Well, I talk about in the fuel side. Actually, for our company, we see that the decrease for the coal price was 15% year-on-year. But actually, the government's passing through mechanism, its base is not clear. So we see the reference for the Bohai Rim thermal coal price index is not the whole idea. So currently, there is no unified standard for this policy.
如果考虑前几年的一个欠账，再考虑今年电价这个调整的一个疏导，可能能不能启动煤电联动，应该说很难说的事情。回答你。
So currently, we see it's difficult for us to make a very clear explanation for that.
我想再请问一下啊，那是不是意味着我们公司的理解就是在9月份这次价格调整，其实就是疏导了这个今年这个煤价下调的这已经把那基本上就政府来看这个也算出去，虽然他说的不是用煤电联动的机制，但我们的看法就是说，基本上这已经是把这个燃油价格下调这成本下降的因素已经消化掉了，就所以很难再调一次下来了，是吗？
And could you understand in this way that this time's tariff decrease has reflected the coal price decrease this year? So that means in future there will be no implementation of the passing through mechanism.
你刚讲的我们不是这么理解的，因为按照煤电联动政策的话呢，我们第七次煤电联动是在2012年的12月1号，到现在为止呢，应该是按照联动周期，按照年来的就不少于6个月调整的话， 按照今年的这煤价呢，应该说是可以进行煤电联动了。但是呢，因为这次呢，它为什么没定义为煤电联动呢？就叫做电价调整，主要是从国家来看呢，还是还更主要是通过这个价格这个杠杆呢，来促使这些一个结构的一个调整。
Well, it's not that understanding about that. Actually, according to the passing through policy, it should be implemented by this policy. But currently, the government just says that this kind of tariff adjustment is for the structural adjustment for the thermal power and also the renewable energy power. So we don't see that this will be the implementation of this policy.
因为从这次电价调整它定的原则来看，已经是很明确，就是通过煤炭价格下降，给这个腾出的电价空间来解决这个环保电价的问题和可再生能源的这个电价的欠账问题。
And also, the government has stated very clearly about the principle of this this time tariff adjustment.Is that the through the decreasing room for the coal price to cover the cost for the renewable energies and also the environmental protection fees?
再有呢，就是我们这个按照原来国家啦煤电联动政策的5%，因为确实前几年呢，这个煤价上涨的时候，每年呢在煤电联动的时候都要求企业消化30%，那么累积了很多次了这个30%。那么现在呢，我们发电企业可能也没有再有这个消化能力。尽管后来12年国务院下发了一个深化电煤市场改革的指导意见，后来把这个消化比的稍微做了些调整，但是呢，还是有一个要企业消化的这个机制在里面。所以因为年来呀，这个发电企业亏损了，累计亏损到有。大部分企业还是没有得到消化。
Well, actually, according to the passing through policy, 5% change of the coal price will be triggered in the implementation of the passing through, and also the change of 30% of change has to be consumed by the power producers. So for the past few years, the power producers have no ability to consume such kind of cost of change. So also we see currently we see most of the power plants have not covered the cost increase. So we see they will take the comprehensive consideration.
再有呢，我们理解呢，就是现在这个发电企业这个盈利水平呢，也没有真正达到一个年内国家要求的一个12%的一个合理的水平的一个空间。
And also, with the current the power plant's profitability has not reached the original government's target of 12%.
谢谢。
大家好，下面一位提问者是来自汇丰的黄媛媛，你好。
管理层你好，一个很简单的问题，就是对于第四季度的这个利用小时数发电量怎么看？就是跟三季度相比，三季度比较好嘛，那四季度这个就是趋势是怎么看的？谢谢。
I'm from HSBC. I have one question about the utilization hour and power trend.Could you please provide us your expectation about the fourth quarter's utilization hours and also the power generation?
This fourth quarter, we are looking at this, is during the winter season, combined with the warmth, from the historical situation, the company's year-to-year power generation is gradually increasing.并且有可能在12月份呢是达到这个前年的一个高点，所以预计四季度全国的这个经济呢也将是维持一个稳中企稳的一个态势，所以公司的发电量呢跟全国的经济一样也可能会保持一个正增长但是呢
这里面呢，公司呢，由于受供热企以热定电这个政策的影响呢，就是我们在一些地方啊，因为没有供热机组，所以这块的可能发电量呢还会受到一点影响。
Well, in terms of the power generation in the fourth quarter, generally, in the winter season, that we will have to supply the heat for the utilities, so the power generation respondently has an increasing trend. And for the December, the power generation will be in the peaking period. And also we see that along with the stabilizing of the macroeconomy, the company will also benefit from that. But in some certain regions which we don't have the heating supply units, maybe our power generation will have some negative impact.
总的看应该是四季度啊，总的电量还是一个保持一个增长的一个趋势吧。因为受影响呢，就主要集中在山西、河北、河南、甘肃这些地方，我们是没供热机组。这些地区啊，都进入了供热期。再有的在辽宁啊或者福建这一块呢，由于新的核电机组啊要投产，所以这两个地区呢，我们的可能发电量也会受到一点影响啊。总体来看呢，就是增长的这个幅度啊，可能比三季度啊可能也小。
啊，
那我想
also we see that in regions which we don't have the heating supply units, and in the also in Liaoning and Fujian, which they have the operation of the nuclear power plants, in these regions, maybe our company will have some negative impact in terms of the power generation. But in general, we see in the fourth quarter, our power generation will be increasing in a small amount, which will be lower than that in the third quarter.
谢谢管理层。所以那个我想问一下，那全年的发电计划的指引有变吗？
do you have any plan to change or adjust the whole year's target of power generation?
全年的指引呢，我们是这样的，就是年初呢，我们是定了3200亿的这个发电量目标啊，全年的电量呢，我们还是努力按照这个目标吧来。
We don't have plan to change that target, but we are trying effort to reach that 320 billion kilowatt hours.
大家好，最后一位提问者是来自 LODH 的曹斌，曹，你好。
哎，可以听到吗？
可以听到。
哎，好，谢谢管理层哈。那个，不好意思，耽误这么长时间。然后就是有几个快的小问题想请教一下。第一个就是，想了解一下，就是之前大概在一开头，咱们领导有讲了说，这个9月25号调了1分3厘之后呢，可能影响是对这个今年影响是大概8.5亿到9亿左右。我想这个是单指对四季度，还是说比如说把这个给年化之后的一个影响啊？就是把它就是铺到全年的一个影响。
You talk about that after the tariff decrease about 1.3 cents for your company, and the impact will be around 850 million to 900 million RMB for the profit. This just only for the fourth quarter's impact, or just annualized for the whole year of this year?
我前面讲的就是仅仅是指今年的四季度。
那
就 fourth quarter of this year。
明白。那如果比如说简单来做一个比较的话，就是假设这个发生在这个1月1号的话，可能就是全年就乘以4，就是这样一个影响。就简单来说，粗略的来看的话，是不是这样一个情况？
That means the simply calculations about the 4 multiply this figure will be the whole year's impact.
这个可能还不完全这样成事，因为什么呢？这个四季度的电量啊，相对其他季度来讲，相对高一些。
嗯，明白。
It's not exactly the same because in the fourth quarter, this power generation has some difference. It actually is a little bit higher.
了解。第二个问题要请教，就是这个商誉这块，我们这次有一提一些拨备吧。我觉得，因为之前咱们总会也讲了，就是可能是因为一些港口啊等等的这些情况。但是如果以后经营环境改善之后的话，这些现在提的拨备有没有机会给拨回呢？
Also about the goodwill provision for your port assets. So, does this provision will be reversed in the future if the operational improvement improved?
到会计准则这个资产减值或者商誉减值是不可能再调回来的，不管你今后的盈利的情况。
Well, according to the accounting standards, it is impossible for this to get the reversal, no matter how improvement the operational environment.
OK, 最后一个小问题就是想请教一下，就是这个刚才咱们管理层也评价了一下这个对煤价的前景，好，感觉就是可能比咱们这是初半年报的时候，感觉可能对煤价稍微没那么悲观了一点。我想了解这个是不是就是你们现在一个想法，然后包括现在煤价有一点小幅上涨之后的话，我们跟煤企的这个付款的这个就是 term 就是付款的这个可能交付钱的周期，这方面有没有跟之前有一些变化，是说缩短了这个付款周期，还是说还是可以拖个一段时间然后慢慢再付？
Actually, you mentioned your expectation about the coal price trend. We have noticed that maybe you are not so pessimistic about the future compared to that in the first half of this year. And could you please talk about whether currently the price conditions and the terms about the contract with the suppliers has changed, or can you delay the payment for that kind of contract?
这个问题我来回答一下。因为从我们公司来说，我们一直在燃料采购方面呢坚持是两个战略，一个是进口煤战略，还一个呢就坚持与大供应商长期合作的这么一个战略。
Well, for our company in terms of the coal purchase strategy, we have two ways for that. First is to maintain the imported coal strategy, and the second is to maintain a very stable relationship with the big suppliers.
所以我们基本都是大供应商，长期建立比较好的一个合作关系。我们没有说人为的进行拖延什么，应该跟前段时间没什么变化。
So because of the good relationship and the long-term cooperation currently, and also for the previous, we don't have any kind of delay case.
好，谢谢。
感谢管理层的耐心解答，不知道管理层这边还有没有其他的补充？
好，这个感谢各位投资者和分析员，感谢昊天公司。这个由于时间的关系呢，我们今天的电话会就到此结束。感谢大家一直以来对华能国际电力股份有限公司的大力支持和持续关注。如果有进一步的问题，欢迎大家会后同我们联系。谢谢大家。
Thanks for the investors and thanks to the wonderful sky and for the time limit. The conference call today is to the end. Thanks for your long time support and lasting attention to the company. Please contact us after the conference if you have any further questions. Thank you.
感谢各位出席华能国际电力股份有限公司2013年第三季度业绩发布会，我们期待下一次业绩时再见。That was Mr. Du saying goodbye.For your attendance of the conference call regarding the third quarter results announcement 2013 of the company, and we look forward to meeting you soon. Thank you.
好，谢谢。